Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
That's why it's really important to be proud of yourself every single step that you take towards your goal. I mean, it's not just, you shouldn't just award yourself for, you know, finishing a marathon. You should award yourself for, hey, you know what? I just ran 3 miles.
Right.
A month ago, I couldn't run 3 miles, and look at me today, which is awesome. People don't do that at all. I am included. You don't do that because you are all looking forward, which is great. People right. should be looking forward, but you don't ever like look back at
where you've come from.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I remember when they first told me about jump roping, I looked at them and I said, I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I never jump roped before, but it's great because it is training your body in a different way. It's training your mind. It's yeah. The 5 minutes will pass very fast because you will be so focused on not killing yourself with the rope.
Right, right. That's a great point. I went for a trail run the other night after work. Actually, you and I had talked just before I went, and I was talking with my buddy that I was running with, and I said, you know, I really enjoy trail running because it keeps my mind focused. I can't kind of drift away, and it sounds like jump rope is very similar to that.
Yeah. Any kind of agility training, like if you're like doing the ladder work, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a flat ladder that you lie on the floor and your feet go in and out, out, in and out, out, or you go front and back, forward and back and forward and back, and you try to jump over, or you try to run down the ladder.
Yeah.
You're jumping back and forth over a cone. Your mind is so focused on that object that's in front of you.
Right.
That you're less likely to, you know, look at the clock and
yeah,
that the time passes fast, so you don't have to do this anymore.
Right. It's very, very distracting, which is, and, yeah. and that's one of the things that I love about, you know, a lot of the outdoor activities that, you know, that we do. I mean, mountain biking it's a blast, but at the same time, it's a really good workout.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, like you said, you're just keeping your mind occupied. And it's not like endless crunches on the floor or something. It's something to be excited about and have fun with.
Well, and I think that that's also important when it comes to fitness. Like you can't just train for looking good in your jeans. I mean,
right.
What is that? That's not going to get you anywhere. If you're training because I want to climb this mountain or I want to hike with my friend who is uber fit, then all right, that's a goal that can get you somewhere. If you're just training to like, I don't know, to do an aerobics class, you're not going
right.
to, it's not really a sustainable goal. You're not going to be able to do that in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your brains out doing that.
So you got to have an end goal there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/get-show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.